T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Adam Karazuba is joining me this morning, and he is the Director of Clinical Services at the Sante Center for Healing. It's one of the longest-running addiction treatment centers in the country. Adam, welcome into the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, maybe you know the numbers. I think there are 25 or 26 states now in the country where recreational marijuana is legal.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact number, but I know that number is close and increasing.
Yes. So from a counseling point of view, what are you guys seeing on the ground in terms of, has there been a tick up in addiction issues? And I thought I'd always heard the argument that marijuana was not addictive.
Yeah, we are definitely seeing an uptick in both admissions that are directly related to marijuana, as well as, marijuana being a secondary drug of choice for folks who are coming into treatment.
Okay. You mean they're coming into treatment for opioid abuse or something, and this is a secondary issue?
Sure. In terms of, I wouldn't even say the issue, but the secondary choice, right? So, an alcoholic who comes in, they're using marijuana in addition to, but alcohol may be their primary substance they're dealing with.
Yeah. So whenever I bring this up, I get a lot of heat on my Facebook page, my followers, my callers who are big proponents, a lot of them, of legalization. Maybe that's from wherever they're coming from, because they're libertarians or just because they don't think weed does any damage or any of that. How does this problem compare to the problem you see from alcohol, for example?
I think that, certainly the availability of alcohol presents with greater frequency. However, there is a definite increase since we started to see some legalization.
Yes.
And, I appreciate, different viewpoints on it. I always personally lean on the idea of recreational or not. If, I'm on a plane, I don't want my pilot high.
Right.
Or if I have a loved one going into open heart surgery, I would like the doctor to not be high. There are people who can drink and not be alcoholics. There will be people in this world who can smoke marijuana and not be addicted. But there definitely is an increase in the number of people we're seeing.
Right.
With marijuana dependence, yeah.
So this may be a simpleton question. I don't know. But I know that nicotine is always blamed for being the addictive substance in cigarettes. That's always seemed to be the focus when it came to cigarette addiction. What is it with marijuana? Is it the THC?
It is the THC. That is the chemical component that triggers dopamine in the brain. And the CBD does not, certainly to that extent. And, there is medical benefit. Again, if regulated, done by a professional.
Right.
Studies show there's a benefit to that. But the study that came out last week talking about the increase in the amount of THC, it's hitting the brain differently.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute. Adam Karazuba is my guest. He works with the clinical folks there at the Sante Center for Healing. He's the Director of Clinical Services. This study was published Monday in the journal Lancet, and it talked about the fact that the marijuana you're buying at these dispensaries these days that's commercially grown for that purpose is very different, for example, than maybe the weed your grandparents smoked at some rock concert back in the 60s.
Yeah, the increased potency, if we wanted to look at it as a business, it would serve the consumer well. However, in this case, it's dangerous to the consumer.
So do you have any data on the impact this has on younger people versus older? I mean, is there a greater danger if an 18 or a 19-year-old or a 17-year-old, for that matter, is a daily smoker as compared to maybe somebody who's in their 50s?
Definitely. They're dangerous persist, you know, throughout ages, but you know, that young brain not being fully developed, there's a significant increased risk for long-term significant mental health, increased levels of anxiety, depression, and directly tied to psychotic disorders when used early on.
Wow. So in other words, I don't want to draw this conclusion because I haven't seen the study, but if it leads to those kinds of risks, and we're about to double down on the availability of it, so to speak, I mean, Missouri's going to legalize it. I'm sure there are other states that probably have it on the ballot this fall. What's your concern moving forward? I mean, what's the real risk to society here?
So the risks involve the same risks we would have with alcohol, right? Where there are some people who can have a beer or two.
Yeah.
And that's not problematic for them. It impacts them in no way, in a negative way, essentially. Marijuana, there's the same risk where there will be people who are able to use it and have no significant short-term or long-term impacts on their functioning. And then there will be some who, based on genetics, based on, you know, their emotional history, any trauma history, will not be able to stop.
So, Adam, just one last question. Do you believe marijuana is a gateway drug?
The studies and our information based on who we treat here at Sante Center, there is a definite connection between marijuana use and other substance use.
Interesting. Adam Karazuba, listen, I appreciate you giving me some time this morning.
Absolutely.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Appreciate that. He is the director of clinical services at the Sante Center for Healing, one of the biggest addiction treatment centers in the country.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.